From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Debbie Elliott. An era has come to an end for the world's 1 billion Roman Catholics. Pope John Paul II died today at 9:37 in the evening, Rome time. He finally succumbed after a very visible struggle with Parkinson's disease and other ailments. John Paul, born Karol Wojtyła in Poland, was one of the few non-Italian popes. He made history on many fronts during his quarter century as pontiff, inspiring resistance to communist rule in his homeland, reaching out to other faiths, surviving an assassination attempt, and traveling the world far more than any of his predecessors. We will take a deeper look at the extraordinary life of Pope John Paul later in the broadcast, but we begin with NPR's Sylvia Pujoli in Rome. Sylvia, what's the scene there?
Well, it's extraordinary. It's past 1 a.m. here in Rome, but there are thousands and thousands of people out in St. Peter's Square, and yet it's very silent. It's a very emotional moment. There are many people still sitting on the ground with candles, murmuring, praying, but there are a lot of people, and many of them are young.
Who made the announcement of his death?
Well, the crowd there was just finished reciting the rosary when all of a sudden Archbishop Leonardo Sandri, who is the Undersecretary of State at the Vatican, appeared on the steps of St. Peter's Basilica and made the announcement, and this is how it sounded.
Questi primi momenti dell'incontro del Santo Padre Giovanni Paolo II con Cristo nel cielo.
He said, "May our silent prayers accompany the first moments of John Paul II in his encounter with Christ in the heavens." He said, "Our Holy Father John Paul has returned to the house of the Father." And then it was announced that there will be a Mass tomorrow in St. Peter's Basilica that Cardinal Angelo Sodano, the Secretary of State, which is, means essentially the Prime Minister, will celebrate.
Is there a service at St. Peter's now?
No, there was a Mass. It's over now, and basically people are just people are still coming there. It's amazing. As the news has spread, the square was full, but more and more people are still flocking towards St. Peter's Square. I've never seen anything quite like it, and especially the silence, the lack of, there's no crying, no wailing, just a lot of very deep, deep emotion.
What happens next?
Well, the next thing is we've learned that the body of Pope John Paul II will lie in state in St. Peter's Basilica starting on Monday. And starting today, right now, there'll be the first of 9 days of official mourning. The funeral, it's not known yet when it will take place, but it'll be 4 to 6 days from now. And the body of John Paul is expected to be, as previous posts, was expected to be buried inside St. Peter's Basilica. But there are a lot of rumors that he may actually have wanted to be buried in his homeland, Poland.
NPR's Sylvia Pujoli in Rome, thanks very much.
Thank you.